Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad. If all of the kings had their queens on the throne, we would pop champagne and raise a toast to all of the queens who are fighting alone.
It's Kelsey, it's your dancing. It never gets old. You guys, we fooled them in a huge way. It is Scamsgiving.
What?
That means we only had to work a half a week.
True that.
That means we get a nice 4 or 5 days. That means the Christmas season is finally on.
Hell
so
yeah.
So exciting, you guys. And remember, if by the way, if any Friday was your day,
it's today.
Is your day. The yeah. Fridays for the men, Fridays for the women, Fridays for the people.
Fridays for the Thanksgiving sandwiches.
Happy, happiest of Black Fridays.
Oh, I forgot.
And by the
oh,
way, I'm going to give a little shout out, Kelsey, to the Walmarts and the Targets.
Yes.
Closed on Thanksgiving.
Amazing.
Really nice. You know what? You got to remember, people are working on those days. I want to see young people with their families. I want to see older people that are working there with their families. Like, we'll all get by. You know, yeah. We'll all get by. We can all be there at 6 a.m. And listen, nobody finds Black Friday more exciting than me. I'll give a shout out to Steve the Steamer, my consigliere. He sends me all of the updates on Black Fridays, all of the chaos and the carnage that I look forward to. Unfortunately, Steve pointed out to me that in the last 5 years, because of all the awareness that's been raised, they've learned to control it. I think
what
also like Cyber Saturday kind of ruins it too.
Cyber you know, Monday.
Cyber Monday, excuse me. I forget, there's another Saturday, Mom and Pop Saturday, or there's
something
like
that.
Scam.
Yeah.
Something like that. Okay. Which I want, listen, you know, guys know I'm all in. I honor all of these scams.
Me too.
Right? Fantastic scams. But I will say, like, I'm a little down that they have found a way to control the Black Friday carnage that I used to say every year, Maria, we've got to take Maria to a Walmart so we can jack her. That was my like fantasy. Yeah. As I remember telling Maria's mother, her father, the brother, I go, every time Maria picks up something to buy, we have to rip it out of her hand. That's
hilarious.
The goal. And
hilarious.
We never did it. Sadly, all my great ideas just go to nothing. but regular guys, regular girls, lots to be thankful for, I think. I think there's always stuff to be thankful for, and I'm going to talk a little about that. I you know, I did, Kelsey, I did something like last week, and it didn't even have to do with Thanksgiving, but I want to share it with you guys because I think it's maybe something you might do too. Like, you might, you know, my family, I think my dad, he died young, so he's kind of like legend, kind of the rock star, yeah. And I think my mom, you know, hears me talk so highly of him that, you know, I tend to overlook those amazing things my mom did. And I don't know why it came to me. Oh, because it was the holidays. And I remember when, you know, I did the whole, you know, if you're in the middle class, lower, upper, middle class, you understand that usually, at least in our generation, when you had a big dream that didn't include doctor, lawyer, businessman, getting married and living 2 towns over, you were like ostracized. You were like, and why do we, you went to college for this? What are you doing? And so when I decided to go to pursue a career in Hollywood, my dad and I went from best friends to like, that was it. We stopped talking, and it was terrible because we lost two precious to a year and a half of Two Precious Years. We talked, but it was abusive. He was kind of emotionally abusive and shameful and just kind of knocked me around. And when I first went out to LA, you know, being a first timer out there and in a time before social media and everything being connected, I mean, I made some headway. I worked on a show and I thought it was going to get picked up from pilot to season, and it didn't. And I didn't know any better. I really didn't know how the business worked. And there were no manuals or books on it. I literally went to the library trying to find information. Yeah. And back then, before the information age, a lot of the stuff was a mystery. And by the way, it's just a side note. It's why you see, you almost have no excuse to not make a good TV show or write a good book today or write a good screenplay, because there's so much information out there on how to do it that wasn't around back in the day. Like the men and women who did it before, they just kind of figured it out, which was so cool. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I found myself in a studio apartment, broke, and like really like, okay, now I'm out of money. Now I'm out of rent. Like, you know, everything just, and I had too much pride to go home. And eventually I remember it was my mom who said, "What are you doing? Where are you living?" No, I'm going to send you a ticket. And I remember my girlfriend at the time, she's like, "And I'm going to send her one too. And you come home and we figure it out from here." And it was like, and that wasn't usually my mother. Not because she was cheap or because she was, she just wasn't like pushy. And my dad was more like the mother. Mm. He was the mother hen all in our
hands on. Yeah.
She was actually more like detached in a healthy way, but she did that. And at a time where I didn't have anyone, you know, and or felt I didn't. And, you know, just wanted to let you know, like, obviously my dad and I came together, and he was like, "Oh my God," when he was sick, he was like, "Thank goodness you're doing your dream. None of this is worth it. It's all a scam." I'm like, "Hello,
hello.
Of course it's a scam." but my mother, you know, I just texted her this week randomly. I go, "Hey, mom," I'm like, "I remember this happened, and I just want to say thank you so much for doing that at a time where, you know, I didn't have anybody, and it really helped me because I came home, was able to kind of reassess LA, okay, I'm going to work in the carny business. I'm going to make money in the summers, and in the winters, I'm going to go to LA, and I'm going to like work as long as I can. And once my money's gone, and I go back to the carny business, and I keep going back and forth and chipping away. And, you know, but all that happened because my mom, I think, you know, sent me that little lifeline.
Shout out to Cass.
I gave her the shout out to it in a direct text, you know.
That's nice.
And, I think the text back was like, "You're welcome." It was like it was something basic, but it doesn't matter. I just wanted her. So I don't know. I think if you have these moments in life where you kind of, it hits you in the moment, like, "Wait, what? That person did what for me?" You know, like it really, oh, wow. And especially the people that are unsung. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool to just say, "Hey." And I think a lot of people might be afraid to do it because it just might seem weird if you have it, you know, like, I'm, you know, I think my mother knows that I'm weird. So she was okay with it, but it was, anyone else would be like, I think, like, why am I getting this random text about something that happened 20 years ago?
See, I don't think so, Kev. I think that we are like so quick and fast to judge ourselves. I think that that's so nice. I don't think anyone would think that's weird. I think you're weird if you think that's weird.
Yeah, true. And I think really you just gotta be you. It's, you know, it's not about that. And I think it's the intention and
totally
whatever. So I think with Thanksgiving, and times to be grateful. And I want to, you know, you guys know I'm diving deep on this stoicism thing.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, and I'll just shout out again to the Daily Stoic. I get the newsletter and every day there's like a message in there. And I believe that these messages we get are just for us. Like I'll be in the car now driving, thanks to Better Together. I'll be in the car driving and I'll hear, going back to my dad, I'll hear like his favorite song comes on the radio while I'm driving. And normally, you know, pre Better Together, I'd be like, "Oh, I remember my dad liked this song." Now I'm like, "Wait, what's going on?"
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom for a while now, as you know, I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but It's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Right now. And why I'm getting a poke from upstairs. You know what I mean? And okay. It just, I don't know, very cool. And I continue to see payoffs with manifesting things and kind of seeing how connected we are to the universe and paying attention to those signs and helping them guide, using them as tools. But here's a good quote from the Daily Stoic. The Stoics saw gratitude as a kind of medicine. That saying thank you for every experience was the key to mental health. Convince yourself that everything is the gift of the gods is how Marcus Aurelius put it, that things are good and always will be. So
I love that.
Now, of course, you could be cynical and say like, well, come on, how do you say like, I don't know, like someone dying in a car accident is good. So I can see where that could be dismissed. But another Stoic philosopher talks about how every situation has two handles. This is, and you can decide which handle you want to grab onto. So you can decide to grab onto anger, depression or sadness, or you can decide to grab onto appreciation. You can pick up the handle of resentment or of gratitude. And if you get a little closer to the obstacle, you can see the opportunity. But I bring it all up because I was talking to Maria about her interview with the Dyer girls, mm-hmm. Wayne Dyer's daughters.
Yeah.
And one of them was suffering, and I think she talked about it on the show, but she had had cysts and warts on her body.
She had bumps, yeah, when she was younger. They barely touched on it, but yeah.
Okay, so Maria was tying it to her brain tumor. And instead of, so the Dyer girls were like, ugh, these warts, you know, one of the girls was like, these warts are gross. I hate, you know, my gods, please. Like, why? I want to get rid of them. And trying every Western technique in the book to get rid of them. And instead she switched over to gratitude. Like, what have these things done for me? Okay. They've made me more humble. They've made me more empathetic to other people who are sick. They've made me pay more attention to my diet. She began to be grateful for them. And then she was like, and you've given me all the lessons that I needed, and I thank you. And now you can go. I don't need you anymore. And the warts went away.
Yep.
So Maria now is looking at her tumor in the same way and saying, you know, okay, all the great things, which are endless, better together came, you know, Maria's like new sense of purpose came out of the tumor. All the other patients that she's worked with now that, you know, she's connected with wouldn't have come. Caring for others, you know, getting closer to her mom. I mean, there's been, you know, not putting putting a greater value on health over success or over work, and so many different things. And now, you know, she's like, I'm grateful for this, and now it's time to go. And so, Kelsey, like, even with your stomach,
yep,
right. Think of like the journey.
Oh, and I feel like I kind of in the last couple months, Kevin, maybe I don't know if we've talked about it, but like I kind of switched over to that mindset. I feel like
good,
and it got better once I like started and I got on this program where people, you know, like actually started listening to me from the doctor point of view. And I started like,
because we got fierce and we took control.
Damn right. And so I
crisp.
Yeah. And you told me that I need to, you know, not only be fierce and control, but also do my own research, be my biggest advocate. So when
that's the control part.
So when I came in and they started listening to me and then I started getting better, I was like, I mean, I feel like I have learned so much through this journey, and it's still a journey. It's like going to be for a little bit longer, but so many things that I wouldn't have seen or like been aware of till who knows.
I mean, look at the friends you've made through it, right? Even the friends, even the connections, and how much you're going to be able to help other people, because we keep hearing about gut brain, right? And I think so many of us, Kelsey, myself included, get this bloat, and it's just, it is not tied to the donut I ate.
No,
yes, it is, but there's so much more involved.
Yeah. And I just think too, it's like, I mean, even not talking specifically about the stomach, it's like the people you're around affect your stomach and your brain. You know, like I have learned so much.
Well, look at you. And I want to talk about some people around you too, because I know on tomorrow's show, teasing it on Monday show, actually you guys bring it up a little more, but I think Acosta with type 1 diabetes.
Yeah.
And okay, in the late 60s, they didn't know much about it. This is an immigrant who doesn't have an education, and his village has no running water or electricity. So imagine being told, you have this thing, sugar diabetes, which is what they called it back then. There wasn't really, I don't think it was type 1, type 2. It was just like, you have sugar diabetes. Mm. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means you can't have any more sugar. Okay. And it means like there's certain foods that you think aren't sugar, but they turn to sugar, breads and pastas. And that's what they knew. And he was like, okay, well, I'll just have to sacrifice all that. And he does. And now you cut to 50 years later. And the irony is, because of the diabetes, because of his impeccable diet, he's like at 77. You know what I mean? He's limber. He's climbing. He's
amazing.
He does all, and it's because of his incredible diet.
Yep. Now people want to study his body. I mean,
so I think that there's just, I have a friend, you know, you guys know that I am Kevin Undergaro, narcissist hunter. You guys know that on the side. And I have a friend who's just been going through a terrible divorce against a narcissist and has just tortured him for the last 10 years. One of my clients, this narcissist hunter that I've been working with for a decade. And he was saying it's really just wearing on his present day partner, who's been amazing throughout it all, has been his like champion, ride or die, and partner in all of this, supporting him. And I feel like I'm telling you guys, one thing about when you get with somebody who is under attack from a narcissist and your best friends or close or that is your partner, it, believe me, there should be, like I was saying, like how there's Al-Anon for addicts, right? There should be something for family members who aren't dealing directly with the narcissist, but are having to be with the victim of the narcissist, because it's like you just scream into your pillow because you want to help. But between the narcissist being so amazing and then the fact that the party you're with is attracted somewhere in their programming was attracted to that narcissist, which means the narcissist knows the programming and knows how to take advantage of it better than anybody.
They know the buttons to get. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And it's a lot. And Maria went through it with me when I was under, you know, a decade or long attack from a narcissist. Poor Maria deal with me. And then when she was, you know, dealing with multiple different narcissists, it was me screaming into my pillow.
Yeah.
But I was saying he was like, what do I do, Kev? Like, I feel so bad. You know, I don't want, and I just said, well, I think she's focusing so much on the ingratitude for what your wife was doing. Mm. But if your wife didn't cheat with the late neighbor, literally probably try to have you killed, all the crazy shit that this nut job did, you guys never would have met. There is no couple without that.
Yeah.
And by the way, and that's just the first, and by the way, most important thing to remember in terms of gratitude. And literally, like, he is the love of her life and vice versa. And it took all these, okay, fine. Would have been nice if you met in college. Was never happening.
Right.
You know what I mean? It'd be nice for a lot of things. So this is what it took to happen. And by the way, like, you know, there's no way, there's not other things to be grateful for that came out of that. But now it's time to focus on, I'm really grateful for this, for her to have come into your life, because this is how we met. And if you leave it at that, and then like say, and now what else can we enjoy together? Because these two could be set up. Yes. She's an irritant, but like a lot of, at least in my experience, I remember when I was under attack, I remember an old timer told me this again, go back to the carny business, an old mobster. He's like, listen, even the worst of ball breakers get tired of breaking balls.
Mm.
And so they usually, it takes 10, 15 years. They usually tire out. And then like at some point there'll be no connection anymore with bills and with kids. And, you know, unfortunately that person is going to end up alone, more than likely alone, an addict and with nothing. Well, this particular narcissist, I'm not saying they all end up that way. Most end up alone.
Yeah.
They usually do. You know, if they're full narcissists, they end up they die alone.
I have to send you a book, Kev, and all you guys, if there's a book that my mom sent me, I have to send it to you and you guys should. I'll put it in the description. I'll add it to it. It's a book.
Yeah, what is it?
It's literally called like I can't talk. The Sensitive People's Guide to Dealing with Narcissists.
Ooh.
And it's so interesting. It's like the fine line too between like a sociopath and a narcissist. You would find it fascinating. It's really interesting.
Yes. No, I may need this. This could be new tools in my arsenal.
Yeah.
I have to become a better hunter every day.
Yeah. I've been listening to Audible.
I'm just probably isn't a problem throwing Hunter out because I don't want to hunt them. I want no proximity to them.
Right.
But
right.
I feel badly when every time my heart breaks when I see someone who's in the line of fire against one, I go, oh my God, my heart bleeds. But, please send me that book.
Well,
and I think it's important because the narcissism levels in our country just grow further and further. By the way, our fault as parents. I mean, God, I just see. Oof, I don't want to get into it. I just had a couple of experiences this week with parents and just totally building their mini monsters. You know, just so building, having giving them everything for so long, meeting all of their needs, taking away all their pain.
Yep.
And then they go, wait, why are you an ungrateful mini monster now? I'm like, well, you made them.
Yeah.
It wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
But yes, I would like to get that book, but I think going back to Thanksgiving and being thankful, I think the more we just start looking at obstacles and problems as lessons.
Mm.
This is a lesson I need to learn. You know, there's a reason why this is happening, which will be revealed to me later. But I think the more you see things like that, the healthier way to deal with it rather than let you bring you down. But I think more good comes. And I just thought that was very interesting to bring up. And so Kelsey,
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Tommy.
Yes.
Let's take a quick break because we didn't do that. Okay. I'm sorry, guys. We got to take one quick break because I have to say this.
Break.
And then we'll be right back.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year. But for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to spice fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
So, guys, we're back.
Hey, Queens.
Hey, Queens. Oh, my God. So, by the way, just Jen, the little Viking. So Jen's a farmer girl who lives here and is when assists us when I'm in town. And she's nicknamed the little Viking because she's just, you know, she can ride a four wheeler. She can. Yeah, she's pretty much. She's a bad bee.
She's a bad
bee. But unfortunately, she was too bad of a bee. You can be too bad of a bee. Yeah. She was too bad of a bee driving her four wheeler. She went over the handlebars, broke a lot of her bones, but really hit her head. Mm-hmm. And so now, Kelsey, her memory.
I know.
Her short term memory is like crap. So we were driving home last night, and it basically it was like I kept playing her bad baby. Never mind, she had juice.
Oh my God.
Then we discussed Bad Baby versus Doja Cat. Doja Cat versus Meg Thee Stallion. Meg Thee Stallion versus Bad Baby. By the way, oh. I cleverly just inserted, like the way I inserted Bad Baby in with the other people who win Grammys and stuff.
Yeah, I was like, Megan Thee Stallion is literally on a whole different level.
Excuse me, it's Meg Thee Stallion. Thank you.
You're right. Meg Thee Stallion.
Kelsey,
come on.
That's why the kids love me. I'm so down with the kids.
You are.
I'm huge with the kids.
She's our queen of hot girl summer. She's hot girl mom.
Fuck. Yeah. Huge Meg Thee Stallion fan.
We love
huge.
Her.
And by the way, just shout out to Doja Cat. But
love Doja
like
Cat
I said, too. Still going to stay Bad Baby. Such an underrated artist.
You're so funny.
So we were playing I Got Juice all the way home last night. And then like, yeah, she's like, thanks. That kept me awake. I'm like, you see the gratitude even for Bad Baby.
That's right.
But anyway, you guys, thank you for the comments on Patreon, as well as at Better Together with Maria.
And on Apple Podcast.
We got a nice thanks, a gratitude shout out from Juliet. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
And I think, just to Alyssa and Leah, and I'm trying to think of all the list of other people we're grateful for that come onto Patreon.
Freaking all of you guys, Christine, Virus. I'm like Angie, all of you guys comment. I mean, Anne, our OG, I love you guys. You
a lot
guys
of great
are
scammers.
Always, so many great scammers.
So many great scammers that are on the heel squad.
Really?
Yeah, definitely leave us your messages. We love to read them. And, 5-star review, please, on Apple Podcasts. But most of you already have done that, and we thank you for that as well. But I think as we come into the new year, tell a friend. Mm-hmm. Monday, teasing Monday's chat show with Maria, and I listened to it on the way home, as I periodically like to audit the show. And I just said, I was telling Kelsey, you guys, but I just said I was so sucked in, and you would think I know Kelsey and Maria so well. That I bet, oh God, I'm hearing from them again. I was all in, but I asked Jen the little Viking, and she's like, "No, I'm all in. I'm all in." Shh, shh, shh.
Really?
And it's just really cool. Yeah, and to see the top topic, it was, I think it was about
friendships and
expectations.
Yeah,
and being let down. Really compelling stuff. And on a side note, that's what I was saying to Maria. I go, Maria, I think you need a little RGF on over at BT, and that's. I'm hoping in the new year that Kelsey, Pooja, and Maria produce more content like that, which is really compelling conversations between three generations of women. Yeah. And, you know, I think one or two really super smart interviews with tons of takeaway, but I'd like to see the other couple of shows be more conversational. And even if it's a celebrity or one of Maria's girlfriends, same thing. It's more of an exchange.
When I feel like I,
you know,
go ahead. Sorry, Kev. No, I was just going to say, I feel like I learn so much through, like, I learned so much through the experts, but sometimes with the experts, I have to go back and redo my homework to like absorb everything. It's like you and I always used to say, we have so many tools in the tool in our Home Depot, but we don't use them because we're, we just keep moving. But with the chat shows, it allows me to like digest
and process.
Yeah. And it's like actually talk things out. So I don't know. I agree with you. I think that those episodes are so, they're fun. They're important. They're things that we're all feeling collectively right now. So I'm glad you liked it. It was,
well, one of the things that came up, because, you know, I get very overprotective of my kids, especially my Kelsey. And Kelsey was talking about, you talked about a friend moving to a best friend, or one of your better friends, super close friends from college, moves to LA and ghosts you.
Yeah. After like the months leading up, first of all, I literally spent like a week with, like, he's part of a group of friends that I spent quite literally a week when I was back home in Seattle this summer with. And then basically every weekend up until I was like, oh, I can't wait to see you. Can't wait. I'm moving. And then ghost me when he gets here. And I was like, I was so hurt because, like,
I understand.
Oh, and then
I've been there too. And I've been there too. And I know you talk about it on the show. So,
Yeah. Good point.
But so I know how you feel about it. And in this prequel to that, I will say that there's a high vibration way to view it and a low vibration way to view it. And listen, I've been on both sides of it. I've been ghosted, and then I've had it done do the ghosting. I think there's going to be much more ghosting in my future because I again, with stoicism, be less reachable. And I just have too many things I want to accomplish in my life that I've put on hold. And again, by my choice, it's no one's fault, but I have really dedicated my morning, noons and nights to seeing others either heal or their careers to succeed. And it's not my, it's not like it's my job. Like, it's not like I'm a paid psychologist or a paid coach. And so again, selfishly, I get energy from it. And I'm sure it distracts me from having to deal with myself too. So I will own that. But I will say that, you know, I've not experienced the gratitude in return when you consider, let's say, taking someone out of a supermarket and putting them on a TV show, which I've literally done, you know, so taking someone out of the carny business and that same person being in movies with A-list movie stars, Paul Rudd, Denzel Washington, I mean, you know, and literally in interviews be like, well, you know, and never had a minute of film school, never had an aspiration of wanting to be a producer, director, writer, filmmaker. No, was literally getting arrested every weekend and in a special ed class. And yet when interviewed, never mentions, I had this teacher that was like a substitute teacher, but he coached all the kids on the side. And he was the one that pulled me aside and said, instead of wising off to cops and getting your ass kicked, you're actually really funny. Why? To the point the cops would laugh when they were beating him up. I'm like, why don't we put this into something else?
Oh my God.
And his teachers in the administration were like, no, he needs to be put away and put.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com, and enter the promo code HEALSQUAD for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code HEALSQUAD. Trust me, you won't regret it.
And medicated and stuff, you're filling his head with things and you should be fired. And I went to battle because I had the vision, as I always do.
Always.
But again, like, no, like, yeah, to this day, like, no, nothing. And but of years later, I've made my peace with it. I'm happy because he could have gone on to become a really terrible, terrible person who had done a lot of bad, bad things to society and victimized a lot of people. And instead, he found something healthy. And since then, you know, I'm on my continuing pandemic forgiveness tour. He's been one of the dozen that's that's been like, you know what, it's okay, it's all good. But what I'm saying is, I have it definitely touches a chord when I hear about that with you. And I think, but I think so. The high vibration way to deal with it is, hey, we don't know what's by the way, I don't know enough about him. So I don't have that psychic ability. I need data to guess why, but like, we don't know. We don't know if we don't know. It could be, Kelsey has a preformed opinion of me from my past and I want to start a new life. And sometimes people from your past won't let you be seen as anything else. Now, you're different, Kelsey. He may not think so. For all we know, who even, listen, I'm not saying it's true, but like, maybe he's changed his sexual orientation. Doesn't want you to know. Maybe like, he just doesn't want all the mutual friends knowing about his love life or his going on, whatever the case is, it could be that. And what you want to do is just send like energy of like, hey, you do you. Wish you well. I honor like what we had in the past, and whatever you're doing, I hope, you know, I hope it's well for you. And if you want to still be there for him, just say, hey, I'm here for you. If you, you know, like, we'll pick up. I, most of my friends and you people from the Heal Squad are older. You'll understand this too. Your real friends, you're going to find you won't talk to for maybe a year, 2 years, even 5 years, but then you call them and it's like, you spoke last week.
Back up. Oh yeah.
And that's so, it could be like that. So that's the high vibration way. Now, would you like to know the regular guy low vibration?
Hell yeah.
And by the way, guys, I cop to this being low vibration, but I am a regular guy. I'm trying to be better. I really am, honestly. But as a regular guy and a regular gal, but especially a regular guy, because I think we guys get more, we get angry, but we act maybe more in the anger. I don't know. No, that's probably not true. Anyway, as a regular human being, I'm just like, wait a second. Could you ask for like a better person to hang out with than Kelsey?
I know.
Now, listen to me. Now, Kelsey, I'm not joking right now. Honest to God, I'm not joking. I'm being serious. That's why I was getting really mad. I'm like, wait a second. She's happy. She's bright. You know, even if you weren't aware, like as your generation, of someone in pain and being a run to them, if someone called you for help, you would go. You wouldn't be like, no, B, sorry, I'm doing like that. No. And so anyone that doesn't want to be with you, I'm like, fuck them. First of all, like, fuck off. Number one, low vibration. But I'm sorry.
No, I agree.
And can I tell you I've told you this before, but I'm going to say it again because you've heard me say this before, but let's say it for the Heal Squad. Back to my mom, Kathy Indigaro. Like, not the one with the most prophetic quotes or things like that. Like, definitely like statements I laugh at that are funny.
Yeah.
But they're really the most poignant. But the one or two ones that were poignant are ones that I literally use once a week. Uh-huh. Maybe even every day when I'm talking to other people who need help. So growing up, I had a friend whose name was Tommy DiStefano. And I thought he was like awesome. But like, you know, I would always be there for him, always invite him to things, whatever. And he would go out with his friends and never invite me and just whatever. And I never forget, like, at one point, Matthew said, you know, Mom, when he finally did something kind of nice for me, I was so excited. So I'm like, oh, you know, Tommy, he went and did this and that. And, you know, he didn't have to. And he went and like, blah, 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 blah. And my mom just nodded. And she's like, Kevin. Yes, Mother. Do you know the greatest thing about Tommy DiStefano? What, Mom? You!
Kathy.
And so, you know something, when I see you, Kelsey, And by the way, because of your stomach journey, you look and feel better now than you have in
ever.
In my ever. Whole life. Thank you. My Talk more life. Gratitude. And guys, you're going to see Kelsey. We're going to go shopping. Revenge bod. What?
Yeah. What?
We're going to do, even though like Kelsey's been saving money and like she's been better with her spending, no buying trinkets. But I said, when you go through a journey like this, you reward yourself. And by the way, like your reward's a practical one because your clothing is part of your arsenal and your style and you feel mm-hmm. good. And so, yeah, we're definitely going out there to shop for our what? Revenge bod.
Revenge bod. I know. I need my Kev. I haven't gone. I've done a few pieces.
No. Let's wait. Just wait. Well, because of the journey, you're almost there. You still have a little more work to do. Like we'll get there, and believe me, and right, it'll line up around spring, and then we're gonna get what? Revenge buds. What?
Queenie's sending me audio messages. Maybe it's worse, Kevin.
What's that?
I said Queenie's sending me audio messages. I'm wondering if it says where's Kevin.
Oh yeah, no, that'll come.
Yeah,
that'll come for sure. But anyway, so when I think of you and you're such a blessing to the world, a blessing to everyone's life that you're involved in. Thanks. It's like, whatever, let's just say this guy's name is, you know, Todd. I'm sure the best thing about Todd was you. Yeah. And I think a lot of us have a lot of the Tommy DiStefanos in our lives and really think about it. And like, so I was starting to run some names by Kelsey in her life, you know, oh yeah, Kelsey, you're friends with this one. Yeah. This one's awesome. What's the best thing about this person's life? And Kelsey was like, oh my God, you're right. Me. Yeah. You, you,
yeah.
You know? And so I think
you're right.
Now, again, when Macho Man Randy Savage was thrown, they tried to throw him, Hulk Hogan tried to throw him out of the NWO, WCW, Steve the Steamer will love this. And I love what Macho Man said.
What he said?
Hey, Hogan, you're not kicking me out. I'm kicking you out.
Hell yeah.
The lower vibration Kev says, F him. He can't run with us, Kelsey.
Yeah,
I don't want that kid near me. I don't want him near all the wonderful heel squad, all the A-list guests we have on, all like the, like, think of our lives. Do we not have an amazing scam? And the scam seems amazing. To just keep getting better.
Hell yeah. I know.
Guess that's who's right. Not? Todd is not going to be part of those scams.
Nope.
So
not even close to them.
So he didn't kick you out of his life. You kicked him out.
Good point.
And he is showing who he is, that he doesn't belong, and let him go live his civilian life, which I promise is that's the life he's living.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mean civilian, I mean he is just going to be another one of the goofs that comes to LA and lives a goofy life here and whatever. And fine. And I don't wish him bad. And I don't suggest even the lower vibration me doesn't do that. You know, I don't wish him bad, but he's out.
Yeah.
You kick him out now.
Yeah.
No, I had good intentions. We were friends, like whatever. You're just a douche.
Yeah.
And that's it. Goodbye.
Bye, B.
Bye, B. And you know what? Thank you, universe, for getting rid of him before he did, you know what I mean? That kind of personality did something bad.
Yeah.
And either way, he wants to come back and explain himself or whatever. Then you can judge from there.
Yeah.
But no.
Yeah.
Remember JFF?
Yeah.
You're what?
Just effing fine.
I'm just effing fine.
I know.
We don't need him.
No.
Do we really need that goof?
No.
No. You know what he's to me?
What?
Another goofy friend of yours that's going to like distract you and give you stupid advice from the bar stool that I'm going to have to go, Kelsey, what do you No.
You're right.
No, go take advice from Eric Nardini. Go take advice from Gabby Piccarelli. Go take advice from Rosie Acosta.
Yeah.
Not friggin' Todd.
Not Todd.
It'd just be another like low vibrating friggin' goofball on the friggin' bar stool that I'm gonna have to clean up at some point.
Amen.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Bye, B.
Yeah,
thank you. Thank you for all the fun we had in college.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for recusing yourself while I continue to ascend and fly higher.
True that.
And I'll tell you guys, like I really hope as everyone goes in the new year, you really demand better for yourself in terms of the company you're around.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
And like Kelsey was saying with her stomach, like, you know, all of it's tied. And I tell you, go back to stoicism. It's all about what you can control.
Mm-hmm.
You can't control getting hit by a car. You can't control, you know, but what you can't control, you must. And you can control who you have proximity to.
Yeah.
But trust the universe, trust the process. And you know what? But don't be afraid to put yourself out there with people. And by the way, this is stoicism too, but be around people who can teach you. Even if, you know, by the way, and they'll all be teaching you, even the low vibrating ones. But be with people that make you better.
Yeah.
You know? And I'll tell you, it was great because wait, we haven't had a name drop yet.
Uh-oh.
I got a big name drop.
Oh, shit.
Thank you for my birthday wishes. And I was making a mistake on my birthday because, again, I tell you guys that I am a regular guy who tends to vibrate low. I don't mean to. I'm trying to be better. But I was focusing, like I said, on my birthday. It was like, you know, now that AfterBuzz on hiatus, it's just amazing that, you know, all the people I'm no longer feeding, but whose lives I've changed and careers I made. It's like no more like thank yous and public thank yous. No, nothing. It's like, but you'll go and thank some Insta star or like who does nothing for you, who's never been there for you for a minute. Wouldn't piss on you if you were on what, Kelsey? Kelsey loves this.
Fire.
Quote. If you were on fire.
Yep.
And I was focusing on that rather than being grateful to so many of the other amazing scams on my birthday. Well, that morning I went on my computer and it said video from some random email address I didn't recognize. And normally I get so many emails that you guys know I'm not very, that's why I'm not very good at returning emails, because I just get too inundated.
Yeah.
You know, so if the universe happens to have me catch one, it's a blessing. And I caught this one. And I open it up and it's a happy birthday video telling me how, complimenting me on how smart I am, how astute I am, how I see things other people don't, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I could only watch it once because it just kind of freaked me out, to be honest. Rhea watched it and cried.
Wow.
But from none other than biggest name drop here.
Here we go.
Sly Stallone.
So crazy.
And I was just like, thank
Kevin's
you.
Kevin's like a literal hero.
Everybody's hero.
Everybody's.
Go watch Rocky. Great holiday film. It's got Thanksgiving, Christmas.
Yeah, we got to watch it. I got to watch it with you still.
It's got the sentiment of all those holidays in it. Being thankful, being generous. And of course, you know, renewal for new year. It's all in there, you know. But yes, and it was just the universe going, no. Come on, Kev, these are the people that matter and who you should be aspiring to be with. And so even that week, my mentor, Andrew Lee, we hadn't seen each other forever because of all the construction.
Mm.
We have so many. He's like, you know, and normally we bring our wives because Maria, he's as close with Maria as I am. And Barb is his wife. I'm very close to as well. But I just said, no, let's just have it be us. So we went to a steakhouse. Very romantic, by the way. We sat outside and
love that, like, for you guys.
And there wasn't many. And you know, we talked in a way we haven't talked ever.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And even him at the end, he was like, you know, this was amazing. And why aren't we doing this like every week? And we need to do more of this. And I'm really grateful. He said, you've hung in with me. I'm like, Andrew, like hung in with you. And it was nice. And again, so I say that to everybody. Is be grateful to the people in your life. Be grateful even to the bad people. Be grateful to even the bad things. But you know, now we can be aware and say, hey, you know, I want better around me. Or amen. If better doesn't come, then we're JFF.
JFF.
Just freaking fine. Get out your Netflix and your laptop. Have at it. Just, yep. You know what?
Just walk.
Rather be alone. And by the way, you've got the Heal Squad. You've got us anyway, so you're never 100%. Alone.
And just to quote Rumi, Kev, just to seal this up right here.
Go ahead.
Only say one prayer a day, make it thank you. Thank you for anything and everything. The good, the bad.
It's true.
Really hit
me. You know, Marcus Aurelius too says that when you have when he gets problems or like big obstacles, he says, I'm glad it's me. Well, I talked about this last week. Mm. You know, I'm glad it came to me. And I'm teaching Maria that too. And it was good she was able to hear, because when I play the quotes, I play them for her. And I think you guys touch on a little bit on Monday's show, but I'm like, Maria, like certain things you can do as a friend in the certain ways you, her and I are present as the 911 couple. Well, you know, God gave us the strength, the endurance, all the thing, the experience, the freedom to do attack those issues in ways other people can't. And so, you know, I always try to remember, like, by Maria, like people, believe it or not, sometimes they do their best, or they think they're doing their best. They could always give more, but they've never been put through it. And be grateful that you've been put through it, because now you have this endurance. Like last night, or a couple of nights, when we first came back to this house, and as we know, the world just runs better on underpower. It just does.
It just does.
But no, I got pulled. I was like, no, please, please don't. Just give me 2 more weeks here, Maria, and I'll have this place ship shape. I'll have it. Nope. Plug got pulled. And the last time she pulled the plug on one of these things, what could have been done in 2 weeks took 2 years. And anyway, so I came home, and things that needed to get completed didn't get done correctly. And then just all the cleaning I'd done, because when I renovate, I really try to compartmentalize room to rooms when I can. If you're living in the house during renovation, if you're not living there, it's game on. But if you're living there, I try to make it so we kind of deal with one space at a time. And I work really hard to plastic everything up, but you know, without me here, forget it. So like layers of dust everywhere, and poor Maria like will die because of her allergies and her asthma. Mm-hmm. So we like, all right. So we came in at nighttime, and I don't think I got to bed till like 3. And she went to bed at like 1 or 2. And but I said, you know, Maria and I want, normally she'd wake up and go, I can't believe we had to do this. And I said, I want you to wake up and say, it's done. And like, let's focus on the positive of like, we got it done, and we had the strength and the endurance and the resolve. She's like, I just don't have your adrenaline. I'm like, well, that's like, I have that incredible Hulk crazy, like, you know, but you know, but yeah, so we're looking at it that way. Like, we're glad we just got it done. We got it behind us. And so Kelsey, should we take a last break and we'll come back quickly, 'cause I want to hear about your Thanksgiving today.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving. All right. One break and we'll be right back.
Hey, Heal Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on 1 or 2 beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done. And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
Smelsy. What do we have for Scamsgiving? And by the way, shout out to Pooja. We didn't want to really bother Pooja because here's what I love about Pooja. Unlike a lot of the other, again, the civilian kids I hear about who basically get home, drop their laundry at the parents' feet, and then go out with all their high school and college friends.
Exactly.
And the parents are just so brokenhearted because they gave everything to these monsters. And they're like, bye. So excited to have them home. And they're like, bye, B.
Truly.
But Pooja really just... she wasn't biting the bait. We were trying to get her to like Thanksgiving Eve. You got to go out and drink with your guy. And she's like, I just want to be with my family.
So sweet. Like,
God bless. So girl, shout out to Pooja. Mm-hmm. So now, Kels, did anything happen Thanksgiving Eve? And it stinks because you can't drink yet. So it just kind of ruins my fantasy.
Yeah. I mean, I will tell you, Kev, I did have, well, I kind of half had, I had the choice to go home, but the tickets were so effing expensive. We were like, let's just save it till Christmas. So what
and
I
it's
did.
It's only 3 days. Yeah. Listen, if you're a baller, it's fine. Rich and parents, no big deal. You know what I mean? Or like, whatever, like fine.
Well, it's also a lot on your body. And like, I've been through.
It's a beating on your body.
Much. I'm so tired that, so what I chose to do, and I told you guys a little bit about this last week, was take a little staycation. I did a little trip to San Diego and got to see my stomach doctor. I had two appointments. One.
So even workcation.
Exactly.
Because you made it practical, which I love. It's my favorite kind.
Oh my God. And then I worked from my little hotel room that I had the door open and I could see the ocean. Kevin, it was the best thing in the whole world. We are all moving to Encinitas. I'm obsessed. Anyways. And then I got to see the stomach doctor who I'll give you guys a quick little tidbit. Really. She's a visceral manipulation person. She works a lot with the brain and the head. And I've had three really nasty concussions growing up from being an athlete. And she felt my head and she was like, girlfriend, all of your stomach issues are from here. Like you've never attended to
anything.
It was nuts. So anyway, so that was like, I'm kind of treating that as my Thanksgiving. I'm so thankful that I got to do that. I'm so thankful that I was, you know, able to see them to like, you guys gave me the chance to go and work from there. Like, I'm just so grateful. So thankful. So then today, I'm just,
can we back up a little bit though? Yes. Like again, when we talk about your stomach and I kept saying, we just got to keep gathering data. And even when tests are negative, fine, then we can rule that out. But what we never considered was the correlation between the brain and your gut, which makes perfect sense. Mm-hmm. And when I've done energy work on you, I tend to clamp on the back of your brain and then the top of your forehead with both my hands.
And oh my gosh, carry on.
No. And I just, that's where I go to. Cause I, listen, I'm not trained. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm like really old, shout out for the 70-year-olds. Greatest American Hero was a show that lasted 2 seasons. This guy had this suit that made him powerful, but he lost the manual to how to operate the suit.
Dead.
So he was like a hot mess with it all. He and that's kind of me with the energy work. Cause I'm not trained. Yeah. I just know I have something there.
Yeah.
And when I put my hands around Kelsey's head, I felt like to clamp the back of her skull and then clamp the top of her forehead. And then I kind of let the energy come out of her body and into mine. And you saw me like regurgitating. I was starting to, like things were coming up and out of my body. Sometimes I vomit but I was burping. It was just weird. And then you went to the doctor this expert, and they said that it was that back part of your brain.
Oh, well, even one better, Kev. She said she didn't ask me much about my concussions until she started doing the work and feeling stuff out. She was like, this is so weird, but where were they? Like, I'm feeling a really front to back thing happening. And I had one really nasty one where I smashed the back of my head and one really nasty one where I need the front.
So that's why I'm clamping on the front and the back with
you. Exactly. Ah. And she was it was really interesting. And she was like, thank God Kevin can do this because I can't get up there that much. And she was like,
yeah, I can do it.
You really need to keep working on this because I'm telling you, sister.
No. And then you had not to be gross, but you had a really big release.
Yes.
Right. In the bathroom.
Yes.
And I'm like, that makes perfect sense.
Yes.
Because it's blocking, like your stomach is blocking, you know, food from being processed, in a healthy way. Wow. Yeah. So we have to got to keep at this then.
And it was nuts, like how Kevin regurgitates and kind of like throws up. She would shake. She was like, she would get like almost ill and shake. And she was like, oh my God, this trauma, you cannot keep this in your head. Like it was so wild. And like to watch her work, it was very fascinating. So anyways, then I had texted Gabby, I'll send you the long thing. She sent me an explanation, Kev, you'll be fascinated by it. And I sent it to Gabby Piccarelli, who I know this is her work too. And she was like, yes, yes, I've been saying this. Anyways, so it was just nuts.
Yes. Wow. And we didn't see that coming, but that's why I focus, control, keep gathering data.
Yeah.
Keep going. Don't give up.
Yeah.
And the plot thickens.
Yeah.
And now we know so we know that's something with you. And by the way, Kels, you really need to avoid which you don't do anything dangerous, but you should need to not be on four-wheelers and horsebacks
which is so sad because I love that stuff.
I know, honey, but the thing is I always tell people, like, listen, you can get a fake knee, you can get a fake hip, you can even get your back operated on, or you can roll around in a wheelchair, God forbid. But when it's your head, there's very little they can do, and you start losing the ability to process things, but then it ties to your emotion and depression and suicide. And do not mess around with the skull. And I know, because I have a lot of brain damage from being hit in the head, to just taking too many punches and things smashed over my head in my growing up. I see how it's affected me.
Yeah.
And I still have problem with spatial relations physically, where I still will bang it all the time. Yeah, you do too. Yeah. Anyway, well, that's okay. But see, I love that. And I think you're right. It ties back to last week. I think, Pooja is new to this, so she'll learn with that 6-hour flight, how bad it beats up your body. Ooh, and guys, I can't tell you how many times I've had friends or charities reach out and say, can Maria come into this event? And they'll be like, and guess what? We'll pay for her ticket.
Wow.
And her hotel. And they think even if you put her on the best flight, her body gets beat up going up and down the plane. She's in how do you know she loves being in a hotel where, you know what I mean? And then it's like to go kind of have to give to other people. Like it's no, like you hear, like, it's no big deal. We'll fly her in. Like, no, it's like, and you're, and you stand through security and this, and you're packing and it is a lot. And I think a lot of us don't factor that in. We talked about that with trips. A lot of us don't factor in, that I think, trips can tire you out.
Mm-hmm.
So that was your scam. And then today we're getting together with Priscilla Presley.
That's right. Today, Lauren, my roommate, and I.
That is not a name drop, by the way. That's a friend drop.
That's a friend.
We actually have a friend named Priscilla Presley, who's not Elvis's wife,
but her dad growing up was an Elvis impersonator, so named her after Priscilla Presley.
By the way, she's pretty amazing. And you guys will be hearing more about her. Mm. And how she can help you too, as we go into 22.
Heck yeah.
Okay, so friends, so scams giving, and what are you bringing for scams?
So Lauren and I have our matching Thanksgiving pajamas that we will be bringing over.
Of course,
and
I'm gonna, you do.
Of course. And then she's been cooking.
I'm not mad at that.
No, we're not mad at that. She's been cooking a storm out there, but I have to go get a couple of things that like I can eat. So I'm just going to go get some sides. I can do all the meats and everything. I just am going to go get, I'm going to make myself like a pumpkin bread that I can eat so I don't feel left out. So it'll be good. And then we go over there.
Kelsey, maybe you can really make it a special scams giving because you could give the toast while you're thankful to Priscilla and why other people there you're thankful to be with them. Maybe do something a little different. Yeah, that's very cool.
Yeah, no, it's good.
I like that scam for you.
Thanks.
That scam works for me.
I like the scam for me too. Just a lot of programming going on too, Kevin. We have a list of stuff to watch.
Oh, of like good stuff. Yeah, this is kind of the kickoff. It's sad that movies aren't what they used to be, but this is where like really good stuff starts to drop.
Yeah, like Burn Notice is out. The Jonas Brother roast. I mean,
of course. What can I? Oh, listen. I have a new cool term that I'm just destroying. And Maria just keeps saying, Kevin, I hate that. I hate that. I hate that. And then finally, just because I wore her down, I caught her using it.
Oh,
what this is term. It? Like, so in other words, where you say, have you heard this one? Like, I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with that. Yeah, I have.
Yeah, I you can't fuck with me.
I don't fuck with that.
And then also like, yeah, she can't fuck with me.
Amazing.
Like, yeah. So it's like, it was like, yeah, Kelsey reminds me of Britney Spears.
Love. Yeah,
Britney Spears can't fuck with me.
Oh. So
it's like, Kelsey, is it true that you were messing around with your roommate's boyfriend? No. I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with that.
Is it true that you, I heard like your roommate and your other friend from college are not getting along and there's so much drama? No, I don't fuck with that.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, there's a girl on the, cause it was a girl on the challenge.
Mm.
And that was like every reaction. Cause that's all that show is drama and gossip, right? No. I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with that.
No, that.
That.
I don't fuck with that.
That. That's
amazing. So now I just with Maria. No. I don't. I need you to go down and No. I don't fuck with that.
I don't fuck with that. That.
I don't fuck with that. No. I don't fuck with that. I don't fuck with that.
I love it.
And then so she finally broke him and goes, yeah. No. She's like, no, Kevin, I know you don't fuck with that.
Amazing. You're like, thank you for.
Yeah. Thank you. I think that's still cool. Pooja will have to let us know, but
yeah, she'll have to tell us.
No, I don't fuck with that.
I like that. I'm going to use that.
In recap. We're thankful to the good and the bad things.
Correct.
We're always learning for the lessons in the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
We, Todd from college, who ghosts us, what he doesn't realize is, is that we're ghosting him.
Damn right.
Now, if we want to vibrate higher, then we're not ghosting him. We're wishing him well, but we're letting him go be him. And
we could also do both.
We're going to do me. Mm-hmm. I think we can do both. Yes, mm-hmm. We can go. That's called going high, low.
Love that.
So we're going to go high, low.
High, low.
We're going to wish Todd well in his scams. But as the kids say, I'm going to do me.
I'm going to do me.
What Todd doesn't understand is Todd is being kicked out of Kelsey's life.
Hell yeah, he is. Bye, B.
Bye, B. With the peace sign, you gotta see this, two peace signs, and then you flip them front and back. I freaking love it. Kelsey, you do not get enough credit for being dope AF.
Thank you.
Even though Pooja is the judge of what's cool to say and not to say, she doesn't live it like you live it.
Thank you.
Because when you do the mannerisms, talking with the hands, the peace signs, the duck face, all Kelsey, crushes it. Did you see the other day you did the hand, like the fluttering things off?
Yeah.
And Maria and Pooja didn't get it. I'm like, don't you see?
Kevin always does.
Honestly, Kels, we need on the app better to get Maria. I need a video tutorial in a lot of these things, because I think it'll help a lot of us who want to be popular.
Okay. When we're back, you have to direct me.
Yeah.
Amazing.
I'm all in. Well, I'm going to go be with the Greeks.
Yeah. The Greeks are texting me wondering if you're
trying to keep the family, everyone being nice to each other. Then I like to stay active and do dishes when I can. Keeps me busy. Then they play board games and I watch Godfather.
I love that for you.
Yeah. I'm not a big board game guy. I'm not a big game guy.
I love games.
But I know you do. But I'm usually a good ref.
Yeah.
I'm good at taking notes.
Yeah.
I just said, you just need, invite me to fix and clean. My nieces were like, come up for Thanksgiving. I'm like, when is setup? When is breakdown? That's when you want me there.
Unreal. You're so funny.
Listen, the world just runs better on underpower. It just does.
True that.
We always say, Kelsey, Kevin, love you.
I love you.
And I am super grateful to have met you. And And I'm grateful to everyone out there and who stayed with us. And we're our OGs. And I don't know, the more you help, the more love you give us, the more the stronger it makes us, yeah. The more resolve it gives us. It really helps us a lot. But I will also say thank you on behalf of my wife, Maria, because, you know, I had always wanted her to just directly broadcast to her fans. I wanted her not off reading just teleprompter and being this Barbie doll they were trying to make her into. I wanted her to express herself because there's so much to her that I wanted her to be able to share and share directly to people and make it so my two favorite words could go together. And what are those, Kelsey?
I don't know.
No boss.
Oh.
because I have not met many leaders. I've had many, many bosses. And again, I'll vibrate low. But yeah, they didn't kick me out. I'm kicking them out.
Damn right.
But I'm just saying, like, I've always just said to Maria, and she used to say years ago too, she goes, we need, you know, Kev, we need our own pizza shop because Greeks always have pizza places. And I used to always joke the Greek pizza shop never closes. So we would work 7 days a week because the Greek pizza place never closed. But Maria would always say we need our own pizza shop. Mm-hmm. And so because of you guys, we've had our own Greek pizza shop and it's just the beginning. And now here's another like kind of humble brag. Queenie comes to this property and is like, wait, this is my house.
Hell yeah.
I was so touched. She was like, Kevin, now all I want to do is be here. No, I don't want to get rid of it. Like it all clicked at once. What I've been saying is like, honey, don't stop growing your tumor and being stressed and jeopardizing your health over money and bills, whatever. Like I will make us our backup plan. And we will be just as happy. We are equal distant from Boston, people we grew up with, and New York, where we do business.
Yep.
I'm like, so if this is where it ends, guess what? Ends pretty nice.
Yeah.
You know, we have a lot more than most people and would be pretty darn lucky if that's the way. And so it was so nice that she was like,
Oh my God,
I can't believe it. I love this bathroom better than the bathroom back in LA. Yeah.
Wow.
And she's like, and she did say to me, and this, by the way, it's a big breakthrough, guys, after 20 years. She was like, don't listen to me anymore.
Oh, my God.
Like, I can't. Well, because one of the floors didn't get done because she's like, now. And she's like, this, it's an old floor. She's like, it looks horrible. The whole bathroom's beautiful except this crappy floor. I go, I know, Marina. It's literally like 75 square feet. Do you know how for 5 cents I could have had it done? And like, and you put your, she's like, don't listen to me anymore, please.
It's
usually like when it comes to these renovations, I don't, but she gets information out of the father because he's too afraid to lie to her. FaceTime me, bring me over to this. What is he doing? And now she's like, no more.
Oh my God.
She's like, just do it. Don't listen to me.
Look at you.
This is amazing. So anyway, that made me feel good.
Good.
And that to me makes, and we're all different, you know, will push my body beyond its limits, maybe, or wouldn't be beyond its limits because I'm still here. But for me, it's worth it when you can look back and you can see that reaction and have that kind of accomplishment. So more to come, as we always say. I don't think there'll be a potluck Saturday, guys, and only because I just want Kelsey to have some time. When Kelsey teaches me how to upload this, I promise we'll do more of them. But for now, I want Kelsey to have a really fun weekend. What? And
wow.
Then Kelsey. Thank you, then Kelsey, we got to like get back there and go. We have to save Christmas.
I know. We have to.
Have to save Christmas.
I know.
You know, like it's sad. I kind of, this is going to be kind of depressing. I kind of feel like Christmas, like the real Christmas is going to be next year, not this one. Because this just came too fast with all the work. I know, but I didn't. There's no prep. I didn't get to do my Christmas podcast. That didn't happen. And
it's,
I don't know.
Great. We're going to save it still. It'll be great. It's going to be great.
Well, anyway, you guys, we're rambling too long. Kelsey, we're going to go out with some Ava, or should we go out?
Why don't you surprise me?
Really?
Yeah. But I also want to say, Kev, very, very thankful, grateful for you. So lucky to have you in my life and all of the Heal Squad. You guys are the flipping best. All your messages always make our days. And I love you guys. And I hope you have the best Black Friday you can have. And I will be shopping on Cyber Monday.
There's something wrong with my phone. It's not working. So I can't bring up any music. But much love to everyone. And you know, for over the holidays, watch Rocky IV, the recut. Maria talked about it, but Stallone's new cut, it's an entirely new film.
It's entirely I gotta watch like the first one first. So
yeah, you do. You have some work too. All right, honey. I love you.
Love you.
And happy Scamsgiving. And happy more importantly, happiest of Black Fridays to everybody. Exactly. Go out and have fun this weekend. Go look at Christmas decor. Listen, a lot of fun. Target now just puts out all the decorations around this weekend. Very nice. Get you in the spirit. Let's go, people. See you on Monday. People.
Bye, bees.
Wait, bye, bees, or bye what?
Bye, betches.
Betches.
Betches. Bye.